Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. It's Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan behind the glass. It's been quite a day already. Jade Cargill was here. We had Which One Wednesday.
I know.
We had German tweets.
I feel like she got 2 hours of a pump before she walked in. You know what I mean? I was like, man, what's the So what's the gym time like? She's like 2 hours. I'm like, I believe it.
Seriously,
I believe it.
I want to throw you under the bus so badly right now. Do you? Would you describe her as homely?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
asking for a friend.
I admitted that we talked about that to my wife, and I was like, hey, you know, the conversation about me saying at one point you were homely. And she basically said, the only thing that saves you from that is I knew what you meant, and I took it as a compliment. And I was like, okay, good, because, you know, if you had just heard that I said that, I don't know that we'd have been married right now. Evidently, it's a bad thing to say about a person. I just meant that I'm very comfortable with her.
I heard she's over it, is what I heard. Now. So she's telling you
like
that she's
Norse
moved
and
on.
Commerce.
She doesn't want to hear about it anymore. I've moved on. Can you please stop talking about it? That's what I heard.
She's like Norris from Commerce.
And I'm glad that's dead and buried before you guys go on vacation for a week.
Listen, we have already had the vacation parent conversation. You guys have probably seen it on Instagram. It's like you meet outside the car whenever you get a chance, maybe kiss in the, you know, behind the car, and you go, look, we are not the enemies of one another. It's the children that are the enemy. All right? They're the enemy in this whole ordeal. It's not you versus me. It's us versus them. Let's make sure we keep it that way. So, yeah, we've already had that conversation too.
There's little moments that I didn't like. Amy is very self-aware, like overly self-aware. Like she thinks that she's wrong on things that I'm like, you're right on. I am somewhat opposite. I'm always right. Even when I know I'm wrong, I'm like, no, I'm right. That's him. He's a jerk, not me. You know, sometimes it's right. Like, you know, last night, with the iRacing thing where people are in this room. But
I get that there can only be one smartest person in the room, and it's me, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much my view on life. But there are moments in parenting where I have taken, man, does that make me a bad parent? Was that a bad decision? Like last night, Porkchop came home from grandma daycare and hung out for a while, went to sleep, took a nap. It was a very long nap. Like, sometimes I think I've heard that when they sleep a lot, they're growing and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we had to wake her up and like, hey, it's like, and it was one of those deals where we're out of sync now. And it's too late to keep her up for a while and give her another bottle, but you got to feed her. Do you just give her the bath, bottle, put her back down?
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what we did. And then I was like thinking, I was like, man, should I have went to Amy like, hey, maybe we should wake her up? Like, should we have talked? But you don't wake a sleeping baby, right?
I don't think that feeling ever ends either. Like I'm 5 years into this thing, and I know that people, you know, obviously there's, you know, just parents with kids that are grown, but I don't think it ever ends. I always wonder if I'm messing my kids up.
But I didn't think it would be something as small as you let her nap too long. I thought it'd be more like, you know, should you let her play with that knife or something, you know?
Like, am I screwing this child up for the long run? I don't know.
It's just funny.
That nap could decide whether or not she graduated college.
Yeah,
you don't
just
ever
make
know.
Her a serial killer.
The butterfly effect,
like,
yeah.
Sleep too long.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyways. I know it was, what, last week? It's gone by so fast that Ansi Saleh hit the ground running by getting some new Hawks in here, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Luke Kennard. And we also heard when that was happening that Trae Young was a part of that process. And yesterday, Ansi Saleh did talk to the media about how Trae's involvement really happened.
Yeah, with TY, I mean, like, that's the growth and development I think everybody saw from last year. He was, you know, he went out there, talked to these guys. Like, he was great in the recruiting process. We all help recruit these guys, could come in, and it was awesome that he did that. And he's extremely excited about this team.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, it's Ansi Saleh could be a gentleman's club DJ without deep that voices. You know what I mean? He's down here. Yeah, welcome to the stage. I think I'd pay to be a fly on the wall for those conversations between Trae when he is recruiting other players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he simply going out and, like, I think part of the conversation is about what Atlanta's like as a basketball town, like what the, you know, what it's like to be a part of this organization, what the organization means to them. But I think there's also a basketball aspect of it. It's like, here's how you fit into my game. Here's what I've wanted to get accomplished for the last 7 years, and here's why I haven't been able to get that accomplished, and here's why a guy like you can help us get to the promised land on the way I build my game. So I think, look, I love the fact that he's a part of those conversations. Whether or not Trae Young is here for the long run, I think is something, you know, still left to be decided. But I think when you look at Trae being a part of those talks, at least for the upcoming year, it makes me even more excited to see the product on the floor.
Well, I also think it it builds a chemistry before they even get here, because you know that dude wants to play with you and vice versa, right? And so right. I think that there are times you're a little bit more willing to work with people if you've had some input on it, right? And you're involved in it instead of just someone walking a person in the door and saying, this is your new shooting guard. This right. is your new forward. This is your new bench player. This is your new best friend. Be best friends.
Right.
Here.
Go.
Right? And it's kind of harder. But then again, sometimes it makes it difficult working with friends. Like, it can be harder working with friends, too, because there is a separation. But I think the fact that Trey's going out and recruiting players that want to play with him and vice versa, you also can never – Trey's been given a chance that not a lot of athletes get to do, and that's go find guys that they want to play with and say that, you know, I had management openly listen to me. Now, if it doesn't work, that was the thing about DeJounte. When DeJounte thing didn't work, a lot right. of fans, including me, was like, hey, man, that was your dude. You went and met with him. You wanted to play with him, and then you and him couldn't make it work. That's on Trae to me as much as it was the organization. Now, it was a bad trade, so that, you know, that first and foremost. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of the way it rolls in.
Well, and I think that's my interested part of what Ansi Saleh was having to say is, like, when you talk about Trae recruiting people, how much of that is like, I've talked to Quinn. You know, we have this set up for that. We really need somebody that can bring this to the table. We need somebody that can do this. And like those X's and O's conversations, or is it just a straight up like, man, this is a great town.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, Boosie's going to be courtside. Like the whole thing. Like, I'm assuming it's a little bit of everything, but I'm just intrigued by what the topics are.
Yeah, and one other thing that Ansi Saleh was talking about yesterday, everyone's curious about, you know, the future of Trae Young, Dyson, but if you want to know about their contracts, you're not going to find out from Ansi
Saleh. I'll be honest with you guys, like, when the contractual stuff, like, you guys are going to hate me for this, but I don't talk about any of that stuff publicly, whether it's TY or Dyson, that's not how I roll with everything, and you guys aren't going to get anything out of me there, so.
Welcome to the stage, Destiny. I just, like, I love it, man, because this is, again, he's right. We're going to hate you for that. I would love to have some insight yep. on that. But from the former athlete perspective of that, it's like, yeah, I mean, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. And the thing is, from Ansi Saleh's perspective, and I think we all know this from having just talked about Terry Fontenot a minute ago, not a lot of good can come from it, right? You don't want to show people your deck of cards. You don't want to show your hand. You don't want to, you know, there's a lot of different aspects to it. Is if you're going to, give Trae Young an extension, you don't want to know you don't want to let people know what your value of him is or his agent or whatever. If you think you're going to trade him at some point, you don't want other teams to know what the value you have for him is or whether or not you're building around him or, you know, whatever else it may be. So I understand everything he's talking about from a business standpoint. I think he's going about it the right way, as much as it might suck with the chairs we're sitting in right now.
I just love how you doubled down. You guys aren't going to like this.
Yeah.
You're not going to like this.
Just going to lay it out there.
I grew to like Landry Fields, kind of learned more about him, everything. But he was just a little bit, to me, it always felt like he was a little bit awkward in this kind of stuff. Ansi is very comfortable talking. He is very comfortable telling you who he is, how he feels, and how he operates. And I love that. I'm always refreshed by guys that are just like, I'm not going to do this. I'll do that. This is what you'll get from me. You won't get this. Because, you know, when you hem and haw and dance around questions, you never know where you stand or what that person is. But yeah. when you're pretty, he's very upfront with what he's doing, what he's saying. In both of the press conferences I've heard him, this is what I am. And it's refreshing.
I agree.
I get these sense from him, maybe I'm wrong, that he's very no nonsense.
Yeah.
And in that is why I've kind of come, one of the things that helped me, other than what I saw structured, is why I don't know if Trey gets that deal this year. I wholeheartedly believe this is a prove-it year for this entire core. Well, the expensive part of the core.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And I think the young part will be here. And so it's refreshing because I just have confidence. When someone speaks with confidence, you get confidence in them.
Yeah.
Because you feel like, you know, again.
It helps the week he had last week. Kind of helps.
It does.
It's like, yeah, I feel good about him.
Okay, but when do you remember? All right, let's put it this. Landry Fields seemed to dance around questions. I liked him, but he danced around questions. Fair?
Yes.
Okay.
And I guess what you're trying to say is Auntie's answer was more direct, like, I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Landry would say, well, our the way we do things here is we're going to do this and that.
It's part of our process.
Yes. And then when do you ever remember a week of Landry Fields having like Ansi Saleh had?
Never.
Even when we had the number one pick, you're like, yeah, he lucked his way into that. Or, yeah, well, you made the trade for DeJounte. Other than the trade for Dyson Daniels. And that was the frustrating thing about letting rid of Landry's. I feel like he was starting to figure it out at the end.
So Ansi Saleh is going to be the type, if you invite him to a party, he's going to say, I don't want to come. Yeah. No excuses. He's just going to lay it out to you.
He's like Will from the Mafia HQ. Hey, man, that just doesn't sound fun to me.
Well,
I'm going to be honest.
While the excitement builds around the Hawks, the Braves season continued last night. Did you sleep through it? We're going to give you an update on that. And we've got a Life of Squid.
If you're a radio host sitting in my seat, don't ever call a Hall of Famer fat and out of shape and embarrassing, because you might be the fat, out of shape, embarrassing one. We'll talk about who I'm talking about next on the Morning Shift. Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
And no, they don't work here.